due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This may be your show, but I need you to understand, this is my world.
This is Billy Kidman, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Unless you want a shooting star, you keep it right there.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 6th. Is that siete in Spanish by any chance? Is six siete?
Seis.
It's seis de mayo. All right. We had holidays the last few days. We had, you know, of course, Cinco de Mayo as well as Star Wars Day. So now I'm calling it seis de mayo. It's holidays today, really. There's six beverage day, or beverage day, free comic book day. For all you comic book fans out there, that's always the first Saturday in May. National Tourist Appreciation Day, National Nurses Day, and who doesn't need a nurse, you know, really? And no diet day today. So welcome to those wonderful days. I want you to know the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us May 13th, that's 1 week from today, for UFC 211 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. May 13th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 211. And I'm going to skip everything else right now. I'm tired. I want to say happy birthdays to a few people, though. Happy birthday to a wrestler who's endeared by this studio. Everyone loves him, and he was just in town a year ago, I think. And Danny, you might even remember this guy. He has like the white spiky hair, kind of a heavy dude. That's right, Brian Knobbs' birthday today. He's 53.
I didn't know if you were talking like just like pop culture, like it right there. Just by mentioning that, it could have easily been the guy from Insane Clown Posse, Guy Fieri, or the lead singer of Smash Mouth,
or who's the announcer now for NXT, Danger Boy, used to be in Ring of Honor.
Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, McGuinness.
Nigel McGuinness. Old school Nigel McGuinness.
He has no hair now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and but, no, I don't know the man you're speaking of.
Brian Knobbs. Yes.
Nope. Don't know him.
Yeah. Well, today he's 53.
Dog hair.
Another. A former studio guest of on the show birthday today. That's right. Colt Cabana is 37. You don't think he is on the show? Go back. Find our archives. You'll find Colt Cabana in the studio. Actually, he was in the studio with a guy named Brody Lee, who was sitting next to him in the studio. And you might know him better as Luke Harper. I don't know if I got any.
Ring a bell.
I don't know him either.
Okay. And also, do you know who Evie is from NXT? The woman wrestler Evie? Today is her birthday too. She's 29, so she's fairly new. She was signed in December, so may have not made the TV yet.
Yeah, I don't think she's made TV yet because they just had a women's battle royal with a whole bunch of women I've never seen before.
Yeah, that seems to happen. I mean, because everyone gets called up, and then there's nobody left behind except for the people that will eventually get called up in the next round of call ups when you know people wear out their welcome. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm back. This is the first time I've been in the studio with these guys in probably a month because DC and Danger Boy both missed the last few. Or they were here last week, but before that, they missed a couple of weeks. So, hey, it's May. It's time to refresh things, start again, and start working towards the next WWE pay-per-view, which I believe is a SmackDown one. Welcome to the show. Give us a call. 222-1280. Star 1280 is the number if you want to get on with us. Tell us what you think, believe, you know, or, you know, just say hi. Say it's been a long time. But the gang is here, and let's start talking about some of the world of pro wrestling. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I'm the cash man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Dan.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I feel really tired.
Do you?
Which doesn't bode well because I have a long day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But, since you went to Iceland and come back, your hair's shorter. You got a haircut, I think, either before you went. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure right the last show I was here for, I immediately left here and went and got my hair cut.
Nice, nice. Very cool. So, I noticed your hair.
Thanks for noticing, Cash.
Danger Boy, it's nice to see you.
Didn't notice my haircut.
No, because you wear a hat
you
all the time.
Always wear a hat.
I know, you always got a hat on. You know, and it's a Buffalo Bills hat, if anyone's curious, so... But nevertheless, welcome back.
Must be a really bad haircut if he has to wear a Bills hat to cover it up.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I don't have a 49ers hat on.
Ooh. We used to call him a thumbhead when he was little. Touché. Because he was like, you know, he had that, you know, thumbhead. Yeah, that's basically what.
Thumbhead.
Yeah. You know, nevertheless, let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. Last weekend we had a pay-per-view, which I did see and you guys saw, Payback. Do you want your money back after seeing Payback? Well, actually, none of us paid for it. So, well, we did sort of in the long run.
$9.99 a month.
Yeah, $9.99 a month, you know. But Payback, not as, you know, as badly as it was promoted, I didn't think it was that bad a show overall, except for...
Minus one match.
Yeah, minus one match that kind of spanned multiple states and two different segments on the pay-per-view, which would be the House of Horrors match. What do you guys think? 2-2-2, 1280, star 1280. I kind of dug the first couple matches. They were really good. Got the pace going for the pay-per-view. Not absolutely, you know, I mean, not.
It was a nice surprise to see Jericho win the title belt, the U.S. title, because no one expected that because everyone knew he was going on tour this week.
Yeah.
And then you knew he was going to drop it on Tuesday.
And it was a curtain jerker, too. It was the first match of the pay-per-view.
First match of WrestleMania, too.
Yeah, it's like, I'm surprised.
No, sorry, it wasn't. That was AJ Styles.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the pre-show, the amazing thing is, as I'm like talking with my son about it, because I had to watch the replay on the next day, but it's like, talking to my son about it, and it's like, I said, was Ambrose on the pre-show? He's like, no. I said, wasn't Ambrose supposed to be on? Didn't he have a match? I didn't understand why.
He was not promoted in a match because the Intercontinental title at the time when they started booking the show was on SmackDown. So he came over during the exchange and didn't have a match.
Ah, it makes sense then. So, but I mean, you couldn't have done something with him at all? I mean, you know.
The Intercontinental title joining the ranks of the Universal title is not necessary to be defended every 30 days.
Well, especially after we see Monday Night Raw and they come out to contest. And what does Ambrose say? He goes, Brock, 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 Brock. Everyone's saying Brock. And he goes, but you know what? Let's talk about a title that gets defended on, you know, all the time. You know, and it's like, I mean, that's basically what he said in that promo, which, you know, I thought was quite shocking because it's like now they're not calling Brock back for another couple pay-per-views from now.
How bad did Rollins feel that he's like, oh, I'm going to call out the Beast. No, I'm stuck with the IC title. A shot at it.
Yeah, but now it's, yeah, but now the thing about it is now it's the only title that we're going to see defended on the show as well as pay-per-view for the next few months.
Until July.
Yeah, until Great Balls of Fire, which I wish I had been here for that discussion. That was,
that was fun.
Yeah, it's like, you know, someone's a Jerry Lee Lewis fan out there and, felt that they could rename a pay-per-view that. So, you know what we should do is, challenge the listeners out there. If you can think of a song title that'd make a great pay-per-view name, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. And don't forget also, by the end of the show, we're giving away our first pair. And Danger Boy, you did tease this on the show last week. We're giving away a pair of tickets every Saturday for the next 4 weeks for SmackDown Live here in Rochester, June 6th. And we're going to start today later on the show. But that will be happening on the show. But we've got like I think, you know, I was trying to think of song titles that would make great pay-per-views.
How about this? We do a pay-per-view angle where, like, somebody gets attacked backstage, and then it becomes a whodunit. The name of the pay-per-view wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I mean, it's just as good as Great Balls of Fire. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to get to that. Someone's going to have Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy with a Roman candle shooting them at each other or something.
It's a definite possibility.
It's definitely.
They're working towards being broken.
They are. And I thought you thought this past Monday it was good. You know what? And we were talking while the show was on, and you thought that this was going to be it. And you know what? Before he could even say anything, it didn't happen.
No. It was interesting, though, that Matt Hardy was bleeding during the pay-per-view, and it was not from a location where you normally bleed from without using a razor blade.
Oh, really?
He his head was scuffed up a bit.
So
before Roman had internal bleeding.
Oh, before, yeah. And,
And Sheamus did his best Isaac Yankem impression.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you see the
tooth go flying.
Yeah, the gif of that or the gif of that, whatever it is, as you see the tooth, you know, bounce out of his mouth. And then, of course, you know, it broke too. It didn't even come out all the way. It broke. So, I mean, but you know, you take a kick to the face like he did, and it makes sense. I mean, especially if it's, you know, a lot of these things have been happening lately. A lot of slip ups, you know, with Finn Balor getting hit near the forearm by, Jinder Mahal.
He tried to hinder Jinder.
Yeah.
His own fault.
Jinder knocked him out, you know.
So does that mean Sheamus is going to get a title match again soon?
Yeah, maybe that's it. The guy who hurts somebody.
I mean, Jinder gives Balor a concussion, number one contender. Sheamus knocks out Jeff Hardy's tooth.
Yeah, maybe they'll get the belts from them. So the only way I think Broken Matt Hardy's coming is when they drop the belts. It's got to be after they're, you know, that.
They're doing the delete thing already.
Well, the fans have been doing delete, you know, yeah, for a month before they showed up, so. 222-1280, star 1280. You want me to take a break on that? Come back, and we got a lot of stuff to cover, a lot of news this past week. Some more unfortunate incidents with people stealing pictures off of phones. And, you know what that means. We'll talk about that some coming up real soon. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
My history-making moment, it almost threw me off. Thank goodness I didn't let that happen. But I thought to myself, what would Bailey do? Bailey looks at the positives, turned that frown upside down. So Bailey, looking at the positives now, I realize now your whole family, even your nephews, finally have a real role model to look up to.
Oh, Bailey's had enough!
Hey, Cougar Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Lacrosse fans, your hometown Rochester Rattlers make their return to Capelli Sports Stadium on Thursday, May 11th at 7:30 for the Pink Out Game. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the American Cancer Society. So come out, help the fight against breast cancer, and support your Rochester Rattlers. Details at RochesterRattlers.com.
It's back, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, Salvatore's.com.
Today, it's the Red Wings and Paw Sox, and we are there. Red Wings pregame begins at 1:20. Where else but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
And you don't deserve to be Intercontinental Champion. None of you do. See, when I was Intercontinental Champion, I defended it nightly. But you, Dean, you weren't even important enough to defend it at Payback last night.
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Once again, another shot there at Dino Machino Ambrose. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We are brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. And I love this tune. I don't know. It just gets me moving, you know? And unfortunately, he's now trapped on SmackDown. We'll never see him again. No. Real quick, definitely check out. We're going to be UFC 211 one week from today at Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes all night long. It's May 13th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 211. Danny, how's it going?
It's going.
We have like an energy issue. I think it was because we got here this morning and there's like some sort of walking, racing thing going on in Rochester. Nothing like when you're just getting in time to work and they're telling you you can't park where you have to park to get in, to make it in on time. Nevertheless, whatever's going on in the city of Rochester, it'll be successful and all the roads are closed. Welcome to the show. Once again, we're back. Some pieces of news that came out this past week. You guys watched the NFL draft
a week and a half ago. Danger Boy, I know you followed it, right?
Yeah, I watched the first 2 days. I didn't watch.
Did you see Bruno Sammartino come out and do the Pittsburgh Steelers? This has almost become like a showcase of, you know, bringing what famous people from your town you can get to do the announcements for what their pick is.
I did not see Bruno.
You did not see Bruno do the Pittsburgh. He came out and did the Pittsburgh Steelers draft pick, which was a guy named Ryan Allen. Pittsburgh still remembers their heroes, and Bruno Sammartino is one of them. Let's talk a little bit about the House of Horror matches. We kind of dabbled around it, some thoughts on it. We all kind of thought it was going to be a disaster. We were all kind of right. Yeah, it was like almost as bad as when they had the Wyatt family compound match, but a little bit more, you know, in focus. We could see, you know, they actually, you know, stepped out the house and everything, and, you know, knew exactly where all the action was going to be until the refrigerator dropped on
Randy
Orton.
Still not exactly why that was a house of horrors?
I don't know. Because there was things stuck in the ceiling, like doll heads and stuff. I don't know.
Well, that's at Lux.
Yeah, I know. That's Lux, the place where you learn to hover. Nevertheless.
If that's a haunted house and I paid money to go there, I would want my money back.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing. Apparently, too, this whole match was the brainchild of Michael Hayes.
Oh, nice.
Which is the rumor. And just watching that, you know, the only idea they had for this match was the name only, and they scrambled to make up everything else on the spot.
Well, you saw they sent out a survey after they announced the name of the match, and they said, what do you think would be in a House of Horrors matches? And they They had a list of stuff, and it's like, okay, I guess we'll...
Vanguard 1.
Vanguard 1.
That Sister Abigail.
Yeah, yeah. The Lake of Reincarnation, yes. And what was the boat's name?
The Dilapidated Boat?
Dilapidated Boat.
I know it got another name later.
It did. It was, but nevertheless, I thought that the Hardys had the handprint on that somehow, or they were trying to go in that perspective a little bit. But we've seen, I mean, this takes me back to, I think, the WrestleMania where Goldust and Roddy Piper had the backlot match.
At least that was entertaining.
Yeah, but it was obviously, you know, pre-done and everything.
But here's the biggest difference. WWE wanted people to take this match seriously.
Yeah.
The whole thing the Hardys did, the reason it worked is because they never wanted you to take it seriously. They just wanted you to have fun with it the way they were having fun with it. WWE doesn't do that.
No.
At all.
No, and the funny thing is they're promoting a match they didn't even know what was going to happen, too, right up until the last minute, till like a week before. They're saying, oh, the House of Horrors, it's terrible. Oh, it's horrible, but we don't know what it is.
All we know is that it starts in a house and ends in the ring.
Yes, that was
it. Yeah, and that right there is the dumbest thing they could have done. Really? Yeah, and then way to go, WWE. You film it at a house that's nowhere near San Jose, California. You film it at night when it's still daylight when you're airing it in San Jose.
Yeah. And it was in Kentucky. So it was on the other side.
Missouri.
I'm sorry. It was on the other side. Yeah, close to where Randy Orton lives, you know, of course.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Too bad he just didn't get on top of that fridge he pulled down and get the 3 count there. But there was no referee with him either, so.
Well, no, it had to end in the ring. So he had to steal the limo regardless.
And Randy had to ride the fridge all the way to the arena.
It's a magical fridge.
Well, maybe he got inside it. Oh, kids, don't do that. Don't listen to me. You know, but it would have, you know, kept him warm, nice and chilly, you know, the whole way. But yeah, it was really kind of a thing that I was not looking forward to most on the pay-per-view. And, especially because Randy Orton did, when it started, he's like in back of a limo being taken someplace. Who's driving?
I casually too ride around in a limo shirtless.
Yeah, yes.
Jeans and shirtless. Oh,
of course, the guy driving the limo had no sleeves on his shirt too, and I was like hoping it was somebody. You know, it's like no, it wasn't anybody. But it had nothing to do with anything beyond that. You know.
But I mean, that match aside, Payback wasn't all that bad. My biggest problem is you did have a lot of good matches, but I had zero connection to anything they were doing because they didn't build anything up. Aside from Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, there was nothing connecting me to any of those matches at all.
Well, I mean, Alexa Bliss was taking shots at Bayley the whole, you know, the couple of weeks they had to build that up, and it could have been anybody who won that match too. So it really, a clean loss for Bayley. You know, Bayley was in her hometown. What's the old saying about if you're in your hometown, you lose?
Well, apparently they went back and forth on that finish about four or five times.
Oh, did they?
To things I was reading during the week. And up until the night before, Bayley was winning that clean.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, and which wouldn't have surprised me either, but it's like, you know, Alexa Bliss, you know, much like, you know, I'm sorry, I was going to say Ashley Flair, Charlotte Flair, going to SmackDown and have been winning ever since. Now, obviously, she has had a face turn because everybody's against her coming in as being the queen and whatever. But you know, I don't have a problem with Alexa Bliss. I mean, you know, because she had such success on SmackDown when she was there, that why not continue, you know, her momentum? But Bayley, of course, has momentum too. You know, being
but Bayley's not going to lose her momentum because her coming back is an underdog, even though Alexa Bliss is shorter and been wrestling less.
Yeah. True.
It's a good story.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's like, and of course, but not nearly as good as the Charlotte Flair buildup, you know, for her and everything. But while we're talking about the women, we must mention some, unfortunately, Charlotte Flair's phone got hacked this past week and some, pictures of hers that were meant to be personal were posted online, much like Bayley, or much like, Paige from a few weeks ago, if you remember us talking about that. And unfortunately, I didn't really hear anything about it until I heard her Twitter post, because WWE is in Europe right now. They're over in Europe, you know, and so
they're in Europe for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. So Monday night's going to be from Europe too, then obviously. But, I haven't seen the pictures. I'm not even looking for them. Also, would you say Victoria too?
Yeah. Old diva Victoria.
Old diva. You calling her old?
Well, she is an old, a previous member of the Divas roster. Yeah,
yes. She used to be, she was on the Ho train at one time, I believe. That's where she started, I think. Or no, she was one of Big Papa Pump's, booty babies or whatever they were from WCW. I know she, but you know, she came in, she's a Hall of Famer eventually someday. I mean, if, Beth Phoenix is a Hall of Famer, Victoria without a doubt is, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You would think.
I thought she would go in before someone like Beth Phoenix, too, but she's still active. I mean, she went to TNA for quite a while. And
well, Maria Kanellis also had pictures that were leaked, but she was also in Playboy a couple years ago, so it's not like it's anything new to anybody.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we had another scandal like this past week, and I believe that Ashley Flair, Charlotte's real name, posted on a Twitter that if you have these pictures and you post them, I'm going to come get you. You know, so no, she said that you know, nobody should be posting these photos. So just putting that out there. But yes, we had another one of those controversies. Of course, you know what the best thing to do is if you have a cell phone and you want to take those kind of pictures, think twice. Don't do it. It's silly. You know,
that's what Snapchat is for.
No, because people can save Snapchats too.
Yeah, but you get a notification.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you know who's doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but you know, but anybody can look at Snapchat too. I'm sure there's ways to sneak around it. Not anybody.
You can send private Snapchats.
Oh, okay. I've never gotten one yet. So, nevertheless, I didn't know you could do that. I mean, I'm kind of like a noob when it comes to some of these social media things, anyways. But so that was some of the big news that came out this week. What did you guys think about Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns at Payback?
I like the way they went with it. I like the fact they let Braun win. And I mean, it's eventually going to lead to Roman being stronger. Because despite the beating he took, he only re-injured his ribs. Whereas Braun Strowman, despite walking out of there with seemingly no injury, tore his rotator cuff, according to the storylines. So that's an injury that puts people out for like 7 to 8 months, and he'll be back next month for a pay-per-view.
Dude's a freak.
Yeah.
I did tell Cash when I got here today, I said, my new favorite thing might be just to, in any random backstage segment, just off camera, I always want to hear Braun shouting, I'm not finished with you! It's kind of like when you're playing Mortal Kombat and Scorpion yells, get over here!
and that'll probably be in the next video game, too. You'll hear that off-camera's voice all the time.
God, you have to do a whole, like, three-month storyline of you just being stalked by Braun Strowman.
So you can give us a call at 222-1280, and I'm sorry, there's a phone that was ringing. I didn't get to it in time, but try again, 222-1280, star 1280, or you can text us at that number. And I did challenge you guys to come out and send me a song that would make a great pay-per-view title, and I got one already. I don't know if you saw this. How about Hit Me Baby One More Time? Is that a good pay-per-view name? little Britney Spears, you know. That seems to make more sense in Great Balls of Fire.
Only if Braun Strowman's wearing the schoolgirl outfit on the promo.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Or, yeah. That's a good time to bring Kane back, you know. Have Kane in the girls.
Kane is busy right now.
I know. Kane. Actually, I'm trying to get Kane on the show because he's running for mayor. And get this. I forgot to tell you. 1 week from today, you know who's going to be at the Nickel City Comic Con in Buffalo? Diamond Dallas Page, WWE Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so I figured maybe we'd take
a
shot.
In a month, you're going to get Sting at the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Sting's coming. I would like to get DDP on. Maybe we can get him to promote it here on the show next week.
Oh, great. Another infomercial.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, he's been good lately. He knows how to cut it short, you know? I mean, but we will talk about DDP Yoga, of course, but if we get him. But, yeah, he's going to be in Buffalo for the Nickel City Comic Con. So, if you want to meet new Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page, nicest guy in the world. And, actually, if you ask him enough, he'll buy you lunch. I swear, if you're in line and you start talking to him, ask him to buy you lunch. He'll do it. You know, maybe.
You're going to get us killed.
I know. Page is a good guy. He's always been good to the show. But, yeah, I was seeing all these things, that, you know, all these interesting things that you know, wrestlers coming around, and of course, I haven't mentioned it enough time, August 26th here in Rochester, Ivan Polish Power Putski is going to be signing autographs at the Red Wings games, as well as Ernie O's big show there at the Columbus Center in Webster. He does every Sunday. He'll be signing autographs there as well. But you have Wrestling Hall of Famer Ivan Polish Power Putski. When I was a kid, man, this guy was... He may have been 5'3", but, man, his finisher was one of the best ones with the hammer to the chest, the Polish hammer. Don't see anybody doing that anymore. You know, it basically gives you a heart massage. And, you know, I mean, that...
It's gone the way of the heart punch.
I was going to say, if Dolph Ziggler didn't kill Jerry Lawler, this would do it, you know? I mean, this would have been something where he didn't get back up from.
Good thing Ivan Putski was usually a good guy.
Yeah, and we got... And speaking of Jerry Lawler, he's going to be here in just a couple of weeks, too, for the Flower City Comic-Con. And we're going to... He's going to do a question and answer, and that's Sunday. That'll be the Sunday that's 21st, which he will be doing a question and answer as well as signing autographs and everything. You bring the book that he put an autobiography out.
Really good read.
And you know what? When it came out in paperback, it was good, too, because when it came out in paperback, he added a few chapters on it.
That's the version I have is a paperback.
Yeah, and I read the original hardcover, but and he'll sign that for you. He's a great guy, too, great artist. He might even be drawing pictures. Doing some drawings, you know, and so definitely check that out coming up. If Brian was here, he's not here this week, though. If Brian was here, we'd probably be giving away those tickets, too. Maybe I'll text him in the commercial break and see if we can give out some Flower City Comic-Con tickets. I think I'm going to do that right now. So we're going to go to break. Hold tight still. We got those pair of tickets for SmackDown Live June 6th here in Rochester. Still holding on to them. Going to do them later on the show to give away. But you guys got to be listening when I ask you to call. But we'll be back right after this. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Jericho, you think the Festival of Friendship was bad? You think WrestleMania was bad? You have no idea what's coming at you tonight. And AJ Styles, what the hell are you even doing out here? This isn't about you. This is about me. So get the hell out of my ring.
This isn't the WWE left behind. Because this is the WWE that belongs to Sheamus and Cesaro.
And we are going to win back the Raw Tag Team Championship. Because we don't just set the bar. We are the bar.
Hey, Cougar Cougs, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing-tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's. 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Saturday night. It's two storied franchises going head-to-head as the Yankees take on the defending world champion Cubs. Yankees pregame begins at 6:35 Saturday night. Where else but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Sound like a couple of chickens. Look, I know a little something about Brock Lesnar. He does what he wants, when he wants, and he fights when he wants, which, let's face it, ain't all that often. I think Monday Night Raw should be about fighting champions. That's why I'll fight anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Hey, this is Sean J. Dutt, the original player from the Himalaya, from TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, the Double D's in Studio B. Ha! Ah, get to do that again. And that was Sanjay Dutt bringing us back. And you see any pictures from Sanjay Dutt's injuries from that little mishap he had in the ring in TNA recently?
Yeah, a little knee to the eye.
Oh my gosh, he looks like the Elephant Man. That's what I was singing when I saw it. It's like, wow! That, you know, he just took a mishap, but he's back with TNA full time, so... definitely check him out. Interesting. I've been watching TNA. I watched this past week. A lot of people think that the JB versus Josh Matthews is overshadowing everything. What do you think, Danger Boy? What do you think about that?
I think it is. I've been catching up slowly from when I was on vacation and everything, and I've caught up to last week's show. I haven't seen this week's show yet, but it was more low key last week. But the week before, it was just the entire show. Once Matthews came out with Lashley.
Do you mean low key?
No, not that low key.
Oh, wrong low key?
Yeah.
The ex-champion, ex-division champion? Okay.
The Hitman.
I was gonna say he was now doing the Hitman shtick.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that, though, by the way. But, yeah, no, you're right. It overwhelmed it. And then JB, he gets suspended or whatever at the end of last week's show. So this past week, he was in a crowd with a sign. Had an arrow pointing down, and he was behind Josh Matthews the whole time, holding it over his head whenever the camera would go to him. It was actually pretty good. He said, and it had an abbreviation. It was just a very, very not nice thing to say to him. We'll just say with an AF at the end of it. It's kind of overshadowing, but you know, right now they're trying to get the feel out who's round and who's left, and of course.
Lead to a surprise return coming up.
Yes, it does. And yes. In fact, this whole past week, we got Seidel, right? Matt Seidel? No.
Matt Seidel wrestled last week. He wrestled.
He beat, not Davey Richards.
This week I think he faced Eddie Edwards. The week before he faced someone else. Yeah. Trevor Lee.
Well, I'll tell you, they put a video package together from one show because I was watching this past week's and they had a video package of all his work and it's like, it's one match. But it's like, of course he does that, was it reverse 450 splash?
No, he does a shooting star.
Oh, that's right, the shooting star. Okay. And, but man, it looks beautiful. He's a guy who can hit it too. Not much unlike Billy Kidman, who started the show off this week, who was allowed not to no longer do that. So there's another big name that's going to be appearing then.
Yes.
Yeah, we get to see, and you know what, I don't know if we mentioned this or not when it first happened, but they said that GFW has merged with Impact Wrestling. Now it's just Impact Wrestling.
Correct, but they still have all the title belts from GFW.
Yeah, because they had Magnus on this past week.
Magnus has been on for a couple weeks saying he's got the golden ticket with the GFW title.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting to see. They brought back a lot of people that hadn't been there in a while, so...
It just made you, when I hear the golden ticket, it makes me think of Austin Aries and option C.
Me think of Willy Wonka.
That too, because, you know.
Grandpa dancing, even though he was sick.
Yeah, Grandpa was faking the whole time.
Grandpa was kind of a jerk.
He was a jerk. He faked it the whole time. He was laying in bed with three other people, and then all of a sudden, Charlie comes in with a ticket, and it's like a miracle he can walk again. It's like, I would have said, Grandpa, man, that was lame. You know, and the mom is like, I've been washing your underwear for years and, you know, doing everything. And
taking you cabbage soup or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, stone soup. They go out and find some. Charlie, find some stones on your way back from delivering papers. We need a meal.
The ones with the moss. Yeah. They add flavor.
222-1280, star 1280. We have Jordan on the phone. Jordan, please save us. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Doing great. Missed you guys last week.
So I have a question about the about Extreme Rules. Actually, not Extreme Rules, but like Seth Rollins in general. So him and Finn and The Miz had a great four-star match last week. Are they positioning Seth Rollins to face Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam?
I don't know. I'm guessing he called him out by name to start this segment. So I think that. It's a terrible thing when you can't work the heavyweight champion into anything that's going on for the next couple months. And unfortunately, that's how it's going to be. So I don't think Brock Lesnar's name is going to come out of anybody's lips after last week.
Yeah. Well, it's really strange because, The Miz obviously won the match because of Samoa Joe and Bray Wyatt. But are they really going to have Seth Rollins beat Samoa Joe again to build his credibility to face Brock Lesnar?
I mean, you know, the interesting thing is when they were taking on, they had that three-way going on. Yeah, apparently it seems so. But when they had that match going on for the number one contender for Ambrose's title, you notice how they kept building the title up by saying it was a stepping stone for the heavyweight champion. It's a stepping stone. Yep. They kept referring to that. And to me, it's like Vince McMahon's in your ear saying, let's make this title more important just while this you know, number one contenders match is going on.
They try this once a year.
And I'm getting tired of number one contenders matches. Are we going to have every week on a show is a number one contenders match for something? Because they can't think of anything better to do to set up a feud. You know, but I think that, you know, and I don't even know, you know, I was believing that Strowman was going to get a shot at Brock Lesnar, especially after they had that little confrontation where he said, after Reigns, I'm coming for you. So it's like, you know, I mean, everyone's got their eye on Brock Lesnar. Just who's going to get the nod? That's a question. I don't think Rollins is going to, you know, over Strowman right now. Strowman's getting pushed to the moon. So,
well, I think that Strowman and Lesnar are going to be against each other, great balls of fire. And I cannot say that seriously. the Bray Finn feud should be pretty good. I think that could last a summer. But for me personally, why don't they bring back King of the Ring if they want to decide a number one contender for SummerSlam?
That used to be the ultimate number one contender. That or the Royal Rumble were the ultimate number one contender matches. You know.
And exactly, because those are the two biggest pay-per-views of the year.
Yeah.
Leading in, so, like, might as well bring back King of the Ring, but WWE's like, oh, new era, but, like, I mean...
Great Balls of Fire.
We'd rather do Great Balls of Fire than King of the Ring, because King of the Ring has such history, but they've tried to do the King of the Ring on TV the last couple times, you know? So they kind of, you know, they cut the pay-per-view off at his knees, you know?
Over-under on how many times building up that pay-per-view we're going to hear the phrase, goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got a head. I got my father for breakfast.
Gotcha. Say hi to him for me, okay, bro?
All right, have a good one.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Give us a call and give us your opinion. We've got another guest here for a song title that might make a good pay-per-view name. This is from Joe Coopersburg, one of our dedicated listeners and friend to the show. The night the lights went out in Georgia. And then, but you have to have Bray Wyatt involved in it, obviously, because the lights go out a lot of times when it involves one of his matches.
Did you see the footage from after Raw when he came out from under the ring and ran off when
yeah,
they were doing the segment in the ring?
That was hilarious. You got to find that. Someone was videotaping it. Yeah, it was during a commercial break, too, when Ambrose and who's it? Seth Rollins are in the match, and they go, I always wonder how they got him out of there. He's saying that on the microphone as he's running out, scurrying to the back. It is real.
I think it was after Raw ended this weekend, because I think it was The Miz in the ring.
Oh, it was The Miz, that's right. It was Miz and Ambrose. They were cutting a promo during commercial break, so it was actually pretty funny. It's like you see him scamper out. You got to try to figure out when he got in there, too, because he'd probably been in there after he cut that promo in the middle of the show, and then the lights went out, and then he was gone, and he probably was underneath the ring from that point on.
It's got to be so boring.
I know. You wonder what goes on, you know. I mean, and you hear stories of guys having to use the bathroom, and they find an empty bucket in there. And
well, you can go to the little person land, right?
A little bit. That's right. That's where it's Hornswoggle. Yeah, Hornswoggle, who, if you watch TNA the other night, Hornswoggle, he beat, what's his name?
He was beating Spud last week with a hammer.
He beat Spud to the point where Spud is now has these segments around him where he's like trying to come back with a neck brace on and stuff. It's really pretty funny though. Yeah, Spud beat him with a hammer. Interesting thing. Obviously, you know who stayed when the management changed hands. That's for sure. Some news. Well, we got a second here. Why not? Former TNA president, Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan has agreed to purchase the historic National Wrestling Alliance. If there's anything left of it, I mean, NWA is still a governing body for that. And there's NWA, all over the places. They have like satellite, NWA. They used to have NWA New York, NWA everywhere, you know, South and NWA West. And, but he's buying it, which is, gives him the trademark as well as possession of the legendary NWA title belt. Maybe that's what he's just paying for in the long run.
He wants the big belt.
No word yet on if he'll begin running the company and what he has, in store for various NWA member promotions or the NWA on demand streaming service, which I guess that may be worth something too, is, they have the streaming service. But NWA, they used to be, if you folks don't know what NWA is, besides a rap band from Compton, it used to be what WCW turned into back in the 80s.
Well, back when it first started, it was all the territories were aligned with the NWA. The NWA was the governing body, so even the WWE was part of the NWA. And you would have one champion that would tour all the promotions, and they would agree upon this champion at special meetings, which apparently are mentioned in the Vince McMahon script that came out last week.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, did we?
We talked about it last week.
Oh, did you? I was going to say the Vince McMahon movie, the biography.
After listening, I listened to Jim Cornette talk about it on his podcast, and apparently Vince bought it to squash it because someone wrote it and was completely just out of line, and they're reading this thing, they're reading off the lines of it, and it's just hilarious. It's so bad.
Join the Kiss My You-Know-What Club.
Oh, it's not even that stuff. Like, talking about, like, 1973, going to an NWA thing, and they're talking about Vince Sr.'s talking about handing over to Vince Jr., and apparently there was white powder everywhere and scantily clad women.
And
they're talking about, what was it? Yeah.
Anthrax?
And they're talking about Vern Gagne and Vince Sr. going to the strip club and all sorts of stuff.
Well, don't give up too much away.
And that's where Vince meets Linda.
It's gonna be a rated R movie, at least.
It's not getting made.
All right. Well, now that we know but very interesting that some of these other podcasts out there have a little bit more insight into that stuff than we do.
I mean, Jim Cornette's still connected through people and knows a lot of old school stuff. So.
And he may be back someday. So when we go to break, if you guys have a great idea for a pay-per-view name based on a song title, give us a call. You know what? I'm going to do the giveaway right now. 222-1280, *1280 is the phone number. 12th caller, you get a pair of tickets to WWE's SmackDown Live, June 6th here in Rochester. It's going to be on TV. You're going to be on TV. You're going to bring signs. You're going to be in part of the show.
By then, Nakamura might actually be wrestling.
And I believe we get Live 205 right after it, too, right?
Correct.
So it's going to be a long night of wrestling. You get 2 hours of SmackDown, probably some prelim matches before that, and then you get 205 Live, where you'll see that English guy with the umbrella jump off the corner and float like Mary Poppins, you know.
Are you hating on Gentleman Jack?
Just a little bit. Sorry. I don't know. It goes fast on me for those guys. It was good, and then it's like, then how much? You know, too bad he didn't got like the Mike Myers, Austin Powers teeth. You know, what's wrong with my teeth? You know, but he's got nice normal teeth. I guess.
Are you degrading English people now?
Yeah, I am. Okay, well, I'm just kidding.
Try not to insult our demo, okay, Cash?
I didn't say anything about. Well, I won't say it. Okay, we got to go to break. You're listening. You're listening to the Pink Lake on Fox Sports 1280. Keep calling 222-1280 *1280 to win those tickets. Caller 12, it's yours. We'll be back right after this.
Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Drive home and talk sports with a Rochester guy. I'm Carl Falk. Listen to me Monday 3 till 6 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Sorry, it took me a little bit. I had to answer the phone lines. People are listening, brother, man. These things are, it's like a Christmas tree in here. They're blowing up. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy.
Yo.
We're going to be here. Come out and visit us next Saturday night as we watch UFC 211 at Salvatore's at the garage door. Starts at 10 p.m. Come on out, hang out with us. It'll be a good time, I promise. There's no cover. You also go to Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. And there, you know, no cover ever for UFC will be there. But I want to congratulate Ray from Henrietta. First pair of tickets have been given away, folks. So don't worry, we've got 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks of ticket giveaways. And Ray from Henrietta will be going and sitting in the HTK section, the pain clinic section. I'm not really sure where they are, to be honest with you, but I hope that I'm sure there'll be a great seat.
They're free, so be thankful.
Yeah, free seats, you know. So we'll do some more next week. But man, we can come back now. It's just Danger Boy and I because DC Dan Cole had to split out. So Danger Boy, when we talk about some news, I've got a lot of news in front of me. Have you been reading this about Sean X-Pac Waltman about something? He got arrested last weekend.
Yeah, he. It came out one of the promoters in England had put out a missing persons because he didn't show up for his booking last weekend, and it turns out he was going to fly from L.A. to England and was arrested for possession of controlled substance after a dog hit on his bag, and he was arrested for possession of marijuana and meth, even though he claims he did not have meth on him on his Twitter. He was taken to jail, and he was also found out that he had an outstanding warrant from a DUI arrest previously, so he's in a little bit of trouble.
Is he still locked up?
No, he's not locked up because he was on Twitter responding to the claims. He says he understands why people wouldn't believe him because he
has a bad track record.
He has a bad track record, but he claims he's been clean for a while now and he will continue to be clean, at least on the meth thing. I think the weed thing is something that he just openly does.
Oh, okay. So that's it. But now, you mean you can't take that stuff on planes?
According to him, the...
I'm kidding, folks. You should never be bringing that stuff on planes.
According to him, the pills were not meth, and they actually were taken to a lab to be tested. They just apparently look like meth.
I saw the picture. I saw the picture of the bottle he put up there.
Yes.
And he put, this is meth, and it looked like, you know, some sort of supplement or something.
It was a supplement for something or other. I don't remember exactly what it was.
It was something. We'll just say that. But he, so now the thing is, it all started with the promoter for the place he was going to said, he no showed us. He didn't even come. He didn't even get off the plane when he was supposed to. And that began everyone looking around going, what happened to him? Because he's been nowhere to be found. Well, you go through an airport and you have a lot of stuff like that in your baggage. And then they bring this drug sniffing dogs to you because you're on a list for having a rep. Stuff like that happens, you know, and it's like, well, he was a good guy when we had him on the show. I loved the dude. He's great, you know, he has great wrestling knowledge and huge fan. And
he was a huge fan before he got into it, and he's been wrestling forever.
Yeah, and he looks great. I mean, I've seen some pictures of him recently where he really has spent time developing his physique. And he's definitely, you know, and I don't, you know, and these are supplements, then so be it. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, though. He does have a bad track record.
Yes.
Some other news that came out this week. Did you see this? Yoshihiro Tajiri announced his departure from WWE. And it seemed like he just signed with them when they started the 205.
Apparently, the doctor for the WWE, he suffered a knee injury, I believe, on his first 205 back. And the doctor pretty much told him wrestling is probably not in his future ever again. So he's going back to Japan.
And so he moved all the way here, got all set up, and now he gets hurt his very first match.
And he's going back.
Yeah. So it's a shame.
I mean, with age isn't on his side either. I believe he's in his later 40s at this point. So.
Well, you know, he's a great wrestler. I mean, you know, he did ECW is really made his name in this business. Him and Super Crazy, he had some of the greatest matches you can ever see.
The best jury news from this entire week, though, was that they named that damn giraffe Tajiri.
What, the one that was just born?
Yeah, the one that April had. They named it Tajiri.
What's it? Is this Rochester?
No. There was that one in Cincinnati.
That's right.
Where they had that the webcam on it.
I wonder why everybody on Twitter is like, did she have the baby yet? It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, they were doing that. They had that whole thing going, and they named the baby Tajiri, which apparently means like hope or something in Swahili. But every single response I saw was a picture of Yoshihiro Tajiri, like spitting mist or something like that.
I would love to see a picture of Super Crazy riding the back of a giraffe, you know, Tajiri.
Throwing a chair in its face.
Yeah, or doing a backflip onto it. So, well, that's something. We got double the Tajiri news there. Hey, thanks for being aware, brother. Crazy Steve, I don't know if you saw this. I saw his last match was on TV this past week on Impact. He is no longer with Impact. Apparently, he had open contract for WWE to come join them.
And there was a news on this is that it will be 90 days until he can take that contract because WWE apparently ran into a little bit issues with ROH threatening them over tampering and such. So WWE is making people wait out their traditional 90 days, even if they don't have a contract, if they're coming from another promotion like that, like ROH or TNA. So he is taking indie bookings for 90 days, and then he will be apparently joining NXT.
And he's from this area. Crazy Steve is just across the border up in Canada. I believe that's where he started.
His character has come around. I mean, I loved it when they came in. They were doing the whole circus freak thing. But just the way it went with Decay and everything, I'm hoping they let him keep that kind of character when he goes there, because he was doing it very well.
Yeah, he looks great now, too. He was like a stick when we saw him wrestling, like, you know, the ballpark brawls here and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's in much better shape.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, serious about it, too. He had a good job for a couple of years there with TNA, with, you know, the circus and working with they were tag champs with Abyss for quite a while. So we saw his last match. He got beat this past week, and I believe that was the last time he's working with TNA. As he goes off to, brighter sunsets and whatever in WWE, and we'll see where he goes from there. But we only got a couple minutes left. Did you see this thing about CM Punk that was on MTV?
I have not seen it, but yeah. I did see he was going to be on it.
He's going to be in the show called The Challenge Champs versus Pros. It's and he is going to obviously be the MMA expert. Which, after having
doesn't
one,
he want to be an MMA expert.
I was gonna say, after one fight, you might a rookie might beat you. You know, someone who doesn't know what they're doing might beat you, Punk.
He's gonna get Daniel Pewter.
Daniel Pewter. What? So he's gonna be on this TV show on MTV called The Challenge, Champs versus Pro. We'll let you know what he does as we get closer to it. But Did you see also Cody Rhodes, some Cody Rhodes news? Oh, we're running out of time. Son of a gun. Well, you know what? I know I gave away those tickets to SmackDown. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Flower City Comic Con right now to caller 12. So if you have that phone still handy by, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, and 12th caller will get the Comic Con tickets. That's May 20th and 21st here in Rochester. Danger Boy, thank you so much for making it, man.
No problem.
We'll do this again next week. Maybe we'll have DDP on. I'm working on it. But well, thank you, Danny, driving wherever you may be. We'll see you next week, folks.